Now, literally, within a matter of months is when the Beatles first arrived to do the Sullivan Show.
Right.
And as I recall, the first concert they did was down in D.C.
Yeah, the Washington Arena. Washington Arena, which is no longer there. It's the arena only held about 7,000 people. And at that time, everybody, WWDC was a big cut at that time. And we were always in competition with WWDC. WEEM was competition, but not in terms of promotion, because they had no live bodies. So it was us and WWDC. And we were vying for a spot on the stage. And so Carol James and I, we're going to MC the show. Carol James was one of the disc jockeys at WWDC at the time. And so the show was held at the Washington Arena, and they brought it in two sections. It only held 7,000 people. I don't know how they pulled this thing off, and that was the first Beatles appearance in the United States. This was before Ed Sullivan, and either a night or two nights before. I think it was a Friday night. I'm not sure. But it held 7,000 people. And they had it in two sections. They had one section with people like the Righteous Brothers, Jay and the Americans, the Rondells, and a whole group of acts like that. And then the second half, the Beatles were going to come out. And I'm trying to recall exactly what happened. So now we're up on stage, and at that time, Ringo Starr said that he really loved jelly beans. So now all these kids are throwing jelly beans up at the stage. And when you get hit with jelly beans from 300 yards out, it really stings, yeah. So now, I think Jay and the Americans opened it up. Yeah, Jay and the Americans opened it up, and they did a couple of songs. Each group was to do two songs. And then, I think the Rondells were next. And they did one song, they did Be My Baby, and then the crowd really started getting restless. Now, also, to help them get restless, Brian Epstein was really a genius when it came to building up a promotional stunt even more than it was. And it was already a big deal. But he had Pinkerton guards. They weren't D.C. police. They were Pinkerton guards who were... Yeah, they were the ones who were really taking care of the crowd. And so he had them run to different parts of the Washington Arena, pre-planned, as if this is the entrance where the Beatles are going to come in. And so every time, you know, two or three of these guards would run to one particular location, the crowd just went absolutely, you know, ballistic. And so that happened. That started happening with Jay and the Americans, and then it continued with the Ronettes. Now the Righteous Brothers come out, and the Righteous Brothers are doing one of their songs. And maybe Unchained Melody, whatever it was, I forget. And then now they're really restless. They're throwing jelly beans, and they're chanting, "We want the Beatles, we want the Beatles." So I run off stage, I go backstage, and I tell Brian Epstein, I said, "Brian, you better get them out there right now. Cancel the rest of the show, get the Beatles out there now, otherwise you're going to have a major riot on your hands." You know? So he looked out, and he saw what was going on, and he said, "You're right, let's go, boys." And he got the Beatles dressed in a hurry. And I had to run out, and, you know, I don't even recall hearing anything, and I just said, "Ladies and gentlemen, whatever, here are the Beatles." And then they came out, and that's the whole thing. The rest of the acts were canceled. I don't even remember who the other acts were, but they were canceled. They never did it.